The LGBT cult is getting worse and worse in America. I want to show you guys this list. This is the complete LGBTQ plus calendar from 2023. I always find it funny when people put this little plus here because there's so much more to their insanity. There's, you know, the whole alphabet soup. Eventually they just give up. They're like, you know what? The LGBTQ people, I guess they matter. The plus people, they don't get their own word. We'll just throw them all in there. They don't even get like an M for MISC or anything. They just get a little plus sign. So that's not very inclusive from these people here. But this is the complete LGBT calendar of 2023. And this will just illustrate how much of our culture they are taking over. They're trying so hard to get every waking moment to be thinking about them. And if you do think about them and you criticize them, they say, why are you making such a big deal out of this? Why do you care so much? Why are you thinking about us? We just want to be left alone. But so this is their calendar. So February in 2023 was all month long, LGBT History Month, 2023, that's in the UK. That's a whole month deal in the UK, I suppose. February 17th through March 5th is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras 2023. The 19th through the 25th of February is the Aromantic Spectrum Awareness Week. That's in February. We got past that. I didn't even know about that, thankfully. March 1st is Zero Discrimination Day. Zero Discrimination Day against the transsexuals. March 21st is Omnisexual Awareness Day. In case you didn't know about the omnisexuals, it's very important that you're aware of them. The 31st is International Transgender Day of Visibility because transgenders quite clearly don't get enough attention as it is, and so on and so on. June, of course, being Pride Month. May, right now, May 24th, that'll be Pansexual Visibility Day. That's what is that? That's tomorrow. So that's something we can be excited. We can look forward to. But so May is pre-homosexual month. June is homosexual month. And then July is post-homosexual month. And so they're trying to take up everything in the calendar. It's ridiculous. I can't even think about it. But Target, actually, the brand Target, they decided to get the celebration kicked off early. Reading now from the Daily Wire, Target slammed after offering female swimsuits that have extra crotch coverage are quote-unquote tuck friendly. And so I you hardly even know what to make of that. That's just like the most disgusting thing imaginable. Tuck friendly, and it's about what you would expect here. All right, I'll zoom in for the people reading alongside. Retail giant Target is again under fire from customers after offering tuck friendly and extra crotch coverage female swimsuits for sale. And so that raises the question, why would females ever need something like this? And of course, the answer is they would not. The swimsuits in question are part of Target's Pride collection and are described as having been thoughtfully fit on multiple body types and gender expressions. And so I wonder what that could possibly mean. This fits on multiple gender expressions. What does that mean for a piece of clothing to fit on an expression? Does that make any sense? No, of course it does not. But the left, they're not concerned with things making sense. They just want to throw a word salad at the wall, see whatever sticks, and then run with that. The swimsuits sparked backlash on social media with several people saying that they would never shop at Target again. And so this comes in light of the Anheuser-Busch, the whole Bud Light boycott that was obviously super destructive to Bud Light. Their sales continue to drop. And so in light of that, Target thought, hey, maybe we could copy Bud Light's strategy and go as gay as we can. In addition to the female swimwear designer to accommodate male genitalia, the Target Pride collection includes small t-shirts, with phrases like just be you and feel the love. Just be you and feel the love. Now, this is a drum I'm going to keep hammering. The LGBT cult, they do not know what love is. They think that love and acceptance are the same exact thing, when in reality, as Thomas Aquinas said, love is the commitment to the good of another. If you love someone, you are willing their good, and not willing what you think is their good, you're actually willing their good. And so the left, they believe that love is, you know, this warm-hearted feeling, this nice, you know, you got these gooey feelings in your stomach and the little butterflies. That is how the left, that is what they view as love. And their own idea of love is so incorrect, because when they think of love, they think about how they feel when they are around someone else. So even their own view of love is self-focused. It's how do I feel when I am around this person? That's what they think of love. But what love really is, love is saying, I don't care how I feel. I want what is best for this person. That's what love is. And so the left, they think love is when I feel good. What love actually is love is the commitment to the good of another. And of course, if you love a girl with anorexia, you will tell her, no, you are not overweight. You need to eat food. This is unhealthy and dangerous. But if you do not love her, you'll say, yeah, you're right. You do need to cut back. You're a little overweight. You should cut back. And so with the transgender movements, it is loving to tell transgenders, no, this is insane. You are hurting yourself. You are destroying yourself. Whereas with what love actually that's what love actually looks like, is telling them you're destroying yourself, you're hurting yourself. Whereas the left, they think love is just saying, you know, oh, I accept you. I don't want you to be mad at me. I don't want you to say I'm mean, because I care about how I feel. I care about how others view me. And so that's why we see the left is self-focused. All right, let's see. So people are saying that they would never shop at Target again. They're selling small shirts with phrases like just be you and feel the love. And so again, love is not a feeling. Love is not a feeling. Love is a decision. You decide whether or not you want to love someone. Pride themed onesies, as well as rainbow colored leggings, tutu skirts and jumpers. Okay. Here is a video. This is a lady on Twitter who's shopping at Target, and Target is about to become Bud Light 2.0. All right, let's watch this.
Target, because I heard that their new Pride collection was out. So let's take a look. This is a special swimsuit. It is in vintage.
And so it's not even June. And of course, Target, they are leading the front. And so, you know, there's some companies clearly that they, they're just going along with Pride because they think it will, help them with their sales and whatnot. But Target, they actually believe in this. It's their mission statement. Hey, we should support Pride. That is what they believe. And so they don't get, not that, you know, just going along with it for the money is an acceptable excuse. But even with that, Target doesn't even get that non-acceptable excuse.
For tucking. Live, laugh, lesbian. Are they amoebas? These don't even look like people. Queer.
So if you're a man and you want a swimsuit, you can actually just get a male swimsuit. You don't need a female swimsuit that's designed for men. You can cut out that entire middle step, and you can just go straight to just getting a male swimsuit. Who would have thought of that? But that is the entire point. The left, they want to pervert reality. They want to skew reality, and they want to say men can become women. And so it's this funny idea. And this is something that, you know, George Orwell talks about in 1984, which is that you know, there's the party, and the party might represent the, you know, the transgender cult. And the party, they want complete and total ideological submission. So if the party says 2 and 2 make 5, you need to go along with that. You need to agree with that. But if there's going to be some engineers who are building a plane, they need 2 and 2 to make 4, because in Realityville, you need these realities. You need them to experience life. You need them to build things that work. And so the left, it's the same here. They want you to believe that a man can become a woman, and in these cases, that a man is a woman. But they also need the reality side of it, that men are obviously different than women. And so you need to have this swimsuit for this woman, who actually is a man. You need a swimsuit for this woman, and you need it to work for the body of a man. And so George Orwell, he describes this as doublethink. And it is this idea that you hold two contradictory ideas at the same time, and whenever it's convenient for you, you pull up the idea that is what best suits the party. And so in 2023, you pull up the idea that best suits the transgender cult. And so when you are, you know, debating on Twitter, you say there's no differences between men and women, and oddly enough, that men can become women, and there's no difference. But if there's a swimsuit, then you do need a difference in the swimsuit to make it work, but actually there is no difference. And so it's obviously insanity. It's a perversion of reality. And at the end of the day, that is the main point. They want to pervert reality. Let's continue with this. And here we see the shirt, queer, 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 which is so typical of, you know, any leftist argument. It's just chanting and ranting the same thing over and over.
This right here. These are baby clothes. They say that grooming isn't happening. Then why are there pride baby onesies? Trans?
Yeah. And that's a completely valid point. They are trying to get to these children as young as possible. And so it was the Germans, I believe it was Hitler, who came up with the idea. Our word for kindergarten, that's a very German word. And because the Germans, they had the idea, you need to reach children as young as possible. And so, you know, elementary school, that wasn't good enough for the Germans, so they went even younger. And now the leftists, the gender ideology cult, what are they saying? Well, they're saying, oh, well, you know, 2 and 3 year olds, that's not even young. That's not young enough. We need to go directly to babies. We need to go to them directly as they are out of the womb. Maybe they'll start going to babies in the womb, and then they might accidentally realize the value of babies in the womb. Who knows? But they are getting younger and younger with their recruitment process. It is clearly grooming. You know, there is that whole okay groomer thing a few months back. I don't know why the conservatives, we stopped with that. That was so awesome. Okay groomer. I remember on Reddit, right? You have Redditors who use Reddit. On Reddit, they banned the term groomer. They just straight up banned the term. And it's like, so much for free speech. Of course, that was not long for life anyways. But so Reddit, they came up with their own substitute for OK groomer. They said OK predator, because you have Redditors who use Reddit. So predators in lieu of groomers. I was a big fan of that. But let's continue this. OK, trans people will always exist. That's a interesting idea. Now, what's funny about that is there are no trans people who exist. There is no such thing as a transsexual. And what do I mean by that? Well, a transsexual is someone who has changed his sex from male to female. And that has never happened, and it never will happen. So trans people will always exist is a denial of the reality that trans people have never existed.
Trans people will always exist. This is the ugliest shirt I've ever seen. I don't care if you're queer. Why would you wear this? This is ugly. Kids go into
Okay, and that's something that a lot of people say, and I know this lady didn't intend it that way, but people so often, conservatives, they will be trying to offer commentary on this nonsense of the left, and they will point out the most silly, they'll have the most silly, inconsequential arguments. Like, remember there is that gay Oreo commercial, a few months back, and all the conservatives were talking about the commercial, and they're like, who is this commercial appealing to? Is this going to get them sales? Is this going to, no one cares about this commercial. The artistic talent of this commercial is terrible. It's like, everyone knows that's not why we're upset at the commercial. So why pretend to be upset at the thing we're not actually upset by? And so with this lady, she's obviously, it's just a little dig at the, you know, trans artistic movement, which it is not very artistic at all. But she says, I mean, this is gross. Why would you wear that even if you were queer? That's not the point. That's not the substance of what we are opposed to. We are opposed to transgenderism. It is a cancerous ideology which must be eradicated. And so I'm going to back this up a little bit. We missed a little bit of this. All right, here we go.
Kids go into a pride parade. You got a little pride skirt for your kid. Super queer.
Yeah, gotta get. And so do you remember in Florida a few months back how Ron DeSantis said we're going to pass this legislation where you cannot sexualize children, you can't show children sexual content, and all of the left, the transgender cult, they all got up in arms about that, and they said, hey, you're oppressing homosexuals, you're oppressing transgenders, this is bigotry, and we should be allowed to show sexual content to children. Now, have you ever heard the saying that if you throw a rock into a pack of wolves, the one that got hit is the one who yelps? Well, the transgenders here, the homosexuals, they are the ones who are yelping. And so this legislation, which Ron DeSantis, which he supported, it didn't say, hey, transgenders can't show sexual content to children. It just said, no one can do this. No one can show sexual content to children. And then it was the LGBT cult who started saying, you know, oh, this is oppressing us. This is attacking us. It's like, what are you, you're outing yourself? Are you, and so they are the dog in the pack that got hit, and they are admitting we do want to sexualize children. That is our end goal. And of course it is, because they're writing, you know, gay children's books. They have, homosexual drag hours at the libraries. They are getting into the elementary schools. They are going as young as possible. And here in this video with Target, they have this pride apparel for children going to the pride parade. Of course, they are going after children.
Pride parade. You got a little pride skirt for your kid. Super queer. It's like a superpower. Honestly, Target, what is going on? This is pretty disgusting. A whole collection for pride. The tucking bathing suit, though. This is something new. I have yet to see a bathing suit that is for tucking.
And so it's so obviously gross, so obviously disgusting. Daily Wire continues, the host Matt Walsh said this week that Target should be boycotted over their product offerings. And obviously, Matt Walsh, he was the one who began the Bud Light boycotts. What Target is doing is far worse than anything Bud Light did. They are selling chest binders and tuck-friendly bathing suits for children. Target is calling our bluff. But just like any other company, they need our business. We did it with Bud Light. Now it's Target's turn. And that's what Matt Walsh said. Now, I'm not sure if conservatives will be able to pull off a successful boycott of Target. Target has done this type of thing in the past. They've gone extremely far left. They, when there was the whole we'll let men into the women's bathroom thing, There was a little bit of outrage, a little bit of people mad. No one was able to really, you know, there was a boycott, but it hardly mattered at all. And I tend to be slightly, doubtful that this Target boycott might turn up. And so I think we right now need to redouble down on our efforts against Bud Light. I think that has a lot of momentum, and I think we need to continue with that before picking a new target, because when you really, strategically, when you hone in on one target, you can do a lot of damage. But the more you try to, you know, spread things out, the less damage you do. And so I think it'd be best to just make an example out of Bud Light, and then after, you know, the Bud Light saga ends, then pick a new target. Let me put this back up on the screen. Other social medias also call out Target ridiculing the idea of tuck-friendly female swimwear. And so some of this, it's just, it's crude and vulgar, and so I won't get into the rest of it. The controversy follows Adidas using a male model to promote new women's swimwear, a decision that also earned condemnation, including from former University of Kentucky swimming star Riley Gaines. And so that was so disgusting. Oh, I can't even pull it up. I'm not even going to talk about that one. Now that story from Target comes just before another Target disaster. Again, from Daily Wire, let me read this here. Target faces backlash over Pride Collection designer behind Satan Respects Pronouns shirts. And so Target, and keep in mind, again, this is all just before Pride Month has begun. So this is pre-Pride Month. By the way, during Pride Month, you're on the Dominic Inyart Show. We're going to be bringing a little bit of sanity to your day, so make sure to stick around if you want some sanity in your day-to-day life. But from the Daily Wire now, and so this is May 21st, which is just a day later after the May 20th, Target tuck-friendly stuff. So Target, they decided that going, you know, pro-trans was not enough. They actually had to go full-blown pro-Satanism. So Target is facing backlash over a designer featured in the company's Pride collection who appears to have created products with satanic imagery. And so it's not appears to have, there's satanic imagery. Scarlett Johansson, an activist, went viral on Twitter this weekend with a thread explaining why she is done with the retailer. In particular, Johansson took issue with Target listing three items on its online store from Ab Prahlen, a London-based designer of products that sometimes mix imagery of and messages about gender with the macabre. None of the three colorful apparel items for sale under the Ab Prahlen label on Target's website have satanic imagery. That is actually incorrect, because, of course, Satanism, what is Satanism? It is the worship of self. And so I've had the the opportunity, I suppose you could say, of interacting with some Satanists, a group from my church. We went out to Wichita, Kansas for a conference, and we were preaching the gospel, and a bunch of Satanists came. And I don't think I have a picture. Maybe I'll edit this in afterwards. But a bunch of Satanists came. They were a bunch of really freaky, weird-looking people. One of them licked my hand. I have a show on that. I was licked by a Satanist. That was a little bit scary. And I think I got AIDS from that, so that was unfortunate. But the Satanists, they do not actually believe in Satan. They don't worship Satan. Rather, they worship what Satan worships. Satan worships himself, and they worship themselves. They worship the God of self, and the God of self is the God of the LGBT movement. And so LGBT artwork, if you could call it that, LGBT artwork is satanic imagery. And so let's go ahead and continue here. The catalog includes a We Belong Everywhere mini messenger bag for $18. Do you remember when they said, oh, we just want to be left alone? Do you remember those, the good old days of, I don't know, like 2008? But now, so we just want to be left alone. Slippery slope. Now We Belong Everywhere. Another is a Too Queer for Here tote bag. I agree with that. You're probably a little bit too queer for here. And so that probably needs to be remedied. A third is a cure transphobia, not trans people. Sweatshirt for 25. All are listed under Pride Adult Clothing. But Johnson highlighted other products for sale that are shown on the Abpralin website and associated Instagram account, with about 25,000 followers. Among them is a skeleton draped in rainbow colors, a trans witches for abortion badge, and a Satan respects pronouns t-shirt. And I actually want to pull up this thread here. It's quite disgusting. And so be warned, I apologize in advance for showing you this, but it must be done because I'm a masochist, I suppose. And so this is it looks like a guy. That probably means it's a girl. Satan respects pronouns. That's his shirt. He's got the devil horns, of course. And so in case you were ever confused about which side is in the right, which side is in the wrong, maybe the side that are, you know, they're wearing devil horns, perhaps they are the side in the wrong. Satan loves, this is from the Abpralin UK Instagram account. Satan loves you and respects you, who you are. You're important and valuable in this world, and you deserve to treat yourself with love and respect. And I'm going to take a little break there. And so much of the mental illness that we see in our society, so much of it comes from a focus on the self. And so, right, therapy, we hear all this stuff about, we need to go to therapy, we need to focus on mental health. And it's interesting, the more our society, the more we care about and think about the self, the more we think about what can I do to fix myself? What can I do to be better? How am I, you know, I have to understand myself, the more miserable we become. And so if you want a cure for depression, if you want a cure for sadness or whatever it might be, the solution is to focus on others. It's to think, how can I benefit others? How can I love them in a godly way, not in a way of, what can I do to feel good around them? It's not like, I want to, like we were talking about earlier in the show, love is the commitment to the good of another. It's not about how you feel around them. So if you want to overcome depression, it's to stop thinking about yourself and to start thinking about how you can love others, right? C.S. Lewis, he said that humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. And so with the whole therapy thing that we see all nowadays, it is all about thinking about yourself when you shouldn't think about yourself. You should, of course, think about others. And so treat yourself with love and respect. Self-love, that is inherent self-love. You don't have to worry about treating yourself with love, but you should, they actually get it right, broken clock is right twice a day, you should treat yourself with respect. And so that means not being a sexual deviant, that means, you know, respecting your God-given boundaries. The Apostle Paul, he says that sexual sin is the only sin you commit against your own body, and so you should treat yourself with respect, and that means not committing sexual sin. LGBT plus people, they got rid of the Q, feel bad for those queers, are so often referred to as being a product of Satan or going against God's will. So fine, we'll hang with Satan instead. And so sometimes someone will attack you and you'll own that attack, right? I remember my father and predecessor, Bob Enyart, he was called a religious fanatic. And so he just owned that. He said, yeah, sure, I am a religious fanatic. There are some labels that you should not own. And one of them is being a product of Satan, a product of Satan. And so that they just fully own up to that. They say, yes, we are Satanists. We are a product of Satan. That is okay. When in reality, what you should do is you should say, oh, people think I'm a product of the devil. Maybe I should stop doing that. Maybe I should try to change the way I live my life so people don't view me that way. But I guess they don't. Satanists don't actually believe in Satan. That's true. He is merely used as a symbol of passion, pride, and liberty. He means to you what you need him to mean. So for me, Satan is hope, compassion, equality, and love. So naturally, Satan respects your pronouns, yada, 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 all this insanity. And so there's this, it's a popular story, it's a TV show. And in this TV show, there is there's the main character, and he wants to become strong so he can fight his enemies. And so he goes to Satan and he makes this deal, and he says, you know, I want to be strong. I want you to give me strength. And in on my side of the bargain, I will give you my soul. I will sell my soul to the devil to acquire this strength. Satan says, all right, deal. You got yourself a deal. He gives him the strength. And then the main character, he goes around, he fights all the people, he wins his battles, and he comes back to Satan. And what does he say? He says, I, you know, all right, thank you. Now it's time to, you know, live up to my end of the bargain. What do you want me to do? And Satan, he just responds, do as thou will. Do as thou will, because that is the first and only command of Satanism, is do whatever you want, whenever you want. It's fully to your discretion. Others do not matter. Only you matter. Worship yourself. And that's exactly what these people are doing. They are worshiping themselves. And so Satan, he means to you what you need him to mean. So for me, Satan is hope, compassion, equality, and love. And so it's beyond sick. It's beyond disgusting. But it is, they are Satanists. And so it's what you should expect. Now, if we continue, scroll down a little bit further, they show some Scarlett Johansson. She shows some artwork that this artist put out, and it's clearly demonic. It's so join my gay cult. So I was the one, I was saying that the LGBT, that they're a cult. A lot of people might have gotten mad at me for that. Just, I mean, look at it. Yeah, I'm not the one saying this. It's literally them. They're the ones saying this. And of course you got this, the fires of today's trans adults will light the way for tomorrow's. And so obviously you have the focus on children. You have the stained glass windows in the background to represent religion. And religion is unavoidable. And so people say, you know, I don't believe in God. I don't worship God. When people say that they don't worship God, that just means there's now a vacancy for a God to worship. And that vacancy is always filled either with the self, with sex, with, you know, whatever it might be. And so with transgenders, they are worshiping themselves. They have become their own gods. And so there's obviously this fascination with death. I've on the show for a long time said that the left is a cult of death worshipers. They worship death. They have an unhealthy obsession with it. Of course, we have the pin trans witches for abortion. They are a cult of death worshipers. Transgenderism is inherently violent. And so I think a little bit further down, we see this pin. This is a little pin. We bash back. And it's a little mace with the spikes on it. And so, of course, transgenderism is inherently violent. It is the worship of death. It is the worship of a self-destruction, right? So when you're trans, what do? I've met trans people, trans men. So they are men who think they are women. And what do? They cut off their male genitalia. That's what they do. And it is so beyond perverse, and it is inherently violent. And then we have the other pen here, transsexual menace. We've got these disgusting pens, which are beyond disgusting, you know, young, bisexual, and willing. So it's like typical groomer stuff. It's okay, groomer on steroids. Now, out of all of these, there is one of these pens which is actually true, which is Jesus loves trans kids. That's actually, that's true. And trans kids, again, transgender people, they don't exist because no one has actually transitioned to gender. But Jesus loves trans kids. And so that's true. Jesus, he wants what is best for them. He, as Thomas Aquinas says, he wills the good of those trans children. And so what does Jesus want for those trans children? Well, he wants them to be freed from that horrible environment. And so if we want to be followers of Christ, we have to try to do that. All right, here we go. Here's another one. This one is burn down the cis, the system. Okay, I get it. Burn down the system. So again, obviously violence, they are no strangers to violence. And so this is satanic flea market. So much of this is just so disgusting, so perverse. And so this needs to be opposed. We cannot as a society accept or tolerate this perversion. And right, you know, people, we talk about our rights all the time. What about our right to normalcy? What about the right to live in a normal, sane culture? I guess that went out in the 90s probably. But then we see people like this person. This is the type of thing that frustrates me so much. Why do you care so much that you can't just walk past something you're not interested in buying like a normal person? And so this is the exact thing. We have this happen all the time. We see this all over the place, that the culture shoves this in our face. It shoves it in our face. It says, hey, look at this, look at this, look at this, you know, trans stuff, put the trans on the kid, put the trans everywhere, put the gay everywhere. And then we say, hey, no, we don't like that. That's not okay. It's not acceptable. This literal Satanism, it's not acceptable. And then when we say it's not acceptable, people say, oh, well, why do you care so much? Why do you care so much? And so the left, they say, you should care, you should care, you should care, you should accept this, you should accept this. And then we say, maybe not. They say, well, why do you care so much? And so it's beyond frustrating. And so why do I care so much? Well, I love my neighbor. I'm willing the good of them. And by the way, love, if you want to will the good of somebody, it's hard to know that you're genuinely loving when you have those warm, gushy feelings around them. I don't have the warm, gushy feelings, and I still will the good of them. Also, as the homophobic dog says, I don't know if you guys saw this viral homophobic dog meme, I think the acts of people participating in my society do directly affect me. And so that'll do it for today. Hey, may God bless you guys.